And Joshua, I'd like to address, if I can, the 13 ancient skulls and the theory that they're going to be coming together in the year 2012. What's that all about?
Okay, this idea of 13 crystal skulls basically comes out of a legend that's talked about through the Native American Indians. One of the people that we interviewed for our book named Many Horses actually was taught by his grandparents about 13 grandmothers or 13 crystal skulls that apparently were together at one time. And then when the Spanish came to the New World, they started to plunder the gold and disrespect the cultures. The people decided to hide these skulls. Now, part of what the indigenous people believe is that when what I call the Golden Age, the Aquarian Age, is going to happen, that one of the things that will occur is in the very precise moment and precise time, these 13 skulls will be brought back together and somehow generate some kind of a special frequency of energy that will create what I call the 100th monkey effect, which is what Ken Keyes wrote about, that all of a sudden all of humanity will have the understanding and the consciousness of what it means to live together in peace and to respect each other. Now, I have to also add another comment to this. Based upon the research that we did for the book, there is a possibility, and this is what Daisy and I feel, and this comes more from, let's say, our intuition or our soul knowledge, that there may be more than one set of 13 crystal skulls that work together. And there's some support for this in the following way. For example, according to my past co-author, F.R. Nick Nocerino, who unfortunately passed from us last year, he talked about that when he was traveling in Central America, I think it was in the late 1940s, that he saw another crystal skull made from rose quartz that was almost identical to the Mitchell Hedges skull. I think he said it was slightly larger. There are two other crystal skulls I'm aware of. I've seen one of these, but I've seen pictures of the other, the amethyst skull I spoke about, and another one that has been called the Mayan crystal skull, which have a totally different form. They have like circular indentations in the temple, and but they're very similar in the way that they're made. So the feeling that Daisy and I have is that there could be multiple sets of 13 crystal skulls. There actually could be 13 sets of 13 crystal skulls. Now, there's also a Mayan elder who we met here in Holland, Don Alejandro, in the book you mentioned by Morton and Thomas, which also is a very, very excellent book, and I was fortunate enough to be interviewed by them for that book as well. And he talks about that the Mayans know about 52 crystal skulls, which would be 4 times 13, and he says that there were 4 different indigenous people who would have a set of 13 crystal skulls. So it may be that this number of 13, maybe there's 24 crystal skulls that need to come together, 48, 72. The key factor or the key idea, I think, that we have to understand is that the indigenous people are telling us there are one or more sets of special skulls that work together, which have been hidden, but will also be coming out at some future time. Now, I don't know if this is the right time to go into, I think, the most important question that needs to be asked, and that is, why are the crystal skulls so important for humanity? Could we move in that direction, Hilly?
Yeah, I was going to save that for the next hour. We have a little more time. I don't want to run out of time here. I would like to just touch briefly on the fact that there's a feeling that these are related to Atlantis and Lemuria.
Oh, yes.
And how does that come about? What information do you have that indicates these crystal skulls may have come, or some of them may have come from Atlantis?
Okay, well, first of all, if these ancient skulls are created in such a superior design, one of the possibilities is if there have been more advanced cultures in the past, could they have come through Atlantis or Lemuria? And that when those continents sank, because, of course, Lemuria was in the Pacific, Atlantis was in the Atlantic Ocean, when they sank, could they have brought those skulls to the Americas? In other words, people who perhaps, say, let's had visions of the destructions of the continent. And I believe in this because I think I had a past life as one of those people, and Daisy's shaking her head too. They said, we have to save, we have to preserve our sacred tools. And so they brought the crystal skulls to different places. Of course, North America, Central America, South America could be one, but we've also heard rumors that the Aborigines also know about the crystal skulls, so they could have brought some to Australia, to Europe, to Asia, etc. But the concept here is that there were some very advanced cultures in the past, Atlantis, Lemuria. They had the technology how to do it. In our first book, Mystery of the Crystal Skulls Revealed, we interviewed this person named Michael Kent. And in the new book, I could only summarize some key points. But in this other book we did, which is basically out of print, but we've got several hundred copies sitting in Chicago right now, and I think they're all going to be gone after this show. He talked about that there were priestesses in Atlantis that when they died, they changed their human bone skull into a crystal skull, and that eventually they had 13 different crystal skulls that were there. And these could be some of the crystal skulls that are starting to show up now.